life after death, and you will continue to speak about the second coming of Christ. Last Sunday we read about the rapture, and we will continue today to speak about it. Just open our Bible to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, and verse 13 to verse 18, we will read that. And then later on we'll go to the book of Revelation, chapter 5, and we'll continue the scene that is taking place when the Lord will come. The actual scene that will take place in heaven, the time of the rapture. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 18, where Apostle Paul mentioned how we will come to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning him which are asleep, that he sorrows not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then, also which are asleep in Christ, will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. And I can say also, wherefore, warn one another with these words. Let's pray. God, thank you. And we pray to God the Son in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that your words would direct us, strengthen us, and feed us, would teach us your ways, to prepare us for your second coming to meet you. O Lord, to be caught up together with you and the saints in the cloud to meet you in the air. In the name of Jesus, let this word of yours give us the strength, give us stamina, power, give us love, give us more food of the Holy Spirit, give us perseverance to continue to serve you. We thank you, God. We bless you. And all my lips and put verbs on scriptures, and let your name be glorified. Hear us and guide us. Give us hope, give us vision and dream, inspiration to go on and save you. This is our prayer in this name. Amen. And Apostle John, when the Lord took him and he saw what is going to take place, the rapture, we have read chapter 4 before, and today we'll continue to read chapter 5 from the book of Revelation. And saying, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne above, written within and on the back side, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lord of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns, and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into the world. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the four and 20 elders fell down before the Lord, before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, for Thou art slain, and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I hear a voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of was, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, hear Thy saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped Him that lived forever and ever. Now here, we go back to verse 1. The one who sits on the throne, the Lord Jesus Christ. In his hand, there was a book. Book, it has written words, and there was he written within and on the back side, sealed with 7 seals. That book, if you're going to read in chapter 6, it contains the judgment of God on those who remain on earth after the rapture. This book is sealed with 7 seals, it has 7 locks, and that book on the right hand, on the one who sits on the throne, there was an angel came and proclaimed with a loud voice, Who is worthy? And it's like a court. God will not do things based on his wishes. God do things based on the scripture that he put in the Bible. It's like a court case. And the angel say, Now who is worthy to open the book and to lose the seals thereof? Who is the one who is worthy? And we have come today. What is there? What is there? Now, who is the one responsible to allow this judgment to be taking place on the wicked and those who left behind? Then he is proclaiming. God cannot do it by alone himself, but he has scriptures he needs to be fulfilled. As if the Lord is giving no one to accuse the scriptures or to penetrate through the scriptures, everything is very tight. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. It is something available in front of everyone, but God wants somebody worthy to do it. And he gives them here, those in heaven, in earth, under the earth, no one was there, and we know who is worthy to do that. And I worked much. I did something, getting stuck. And Apostle John, when there is no one, it means that we're going to delay. So he started to cry and weep, because no one was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. There's no one was fit. So he started to cry. And verse 5, and one of the elders says unto me, weep not. Share the good news. Don't cry. We are not stuck. God knows what he is doing in our life. The setup here is like a court case. God has judgment. He took his chains. The Lord Jesus Christ is there. Now, ushering to the next stage of the coming judgment, that is the period of tribulation. He told him that weep not, behold, look, open your eyes, the Lamb of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, the son of David, has prevailed, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, he prevailed to open the book and to lose the seven seals thereof, because the seven seals are the judgment of God on the wicked. Somebody should be worthy doing that procedure under his permission, under his supervision. And I behold, he told him, look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, and I behold. So when he was looking, in his mind he would see a lion, right? And he would see that a mighty king will come. But what he saw? And I behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the lid of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain. You know, Apostle John was, when he was looking to the throne, he saw there was a man, that in his right hand there is a book. When one of the elders told him, behold, he looked well, in the same way, same direction. But now, what he saw there is a, he saw in the middle of the throne, there is a throne, there is a man, the same throne, around him the four beasts, and around him the 24 seats, he saw a lamb stood a lamb standing as it had been slain. If you get near the point, he is slain but he is not dead. He is standing. Have you get the point? When you see somebody slain, he should be dead. But this lamb, the lamb is very humble, he is slain. But he's standing. Have you get the point? The victory of Jesus, his death, is our victory. His weakness is our victory. And stood as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes. Seven horns, and that we know the seven horns here. Horns which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. So here the slain lamb standing, he is ready for coming judgment. He is the judge. He is appointed by God, the judge of the living and the dead. He is standing. He has seven eyes, he can see deep, and he has seven horns. The spirit of God, he sent all over the earth and universe. And he came. He's in the middle of the throne, and you say he came. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he, so you get the point, why he took it? Confidence. He is the one who is only worthy to do that. And when he had taking the book, and get the point, when God is sending judgment, when the judgment is read, the judgment of God, if me and you stand to do this judgment, we are unworthy. They may appeal. But when Jesus Himself would do it, when He will come, no one can appear. There is no way to reverse the judgment of God. When the Lamb, our Lord Jesus Christ, the slain Lamb, would stand and do the judgment. And that's why we study the book of Revelation. That is the beginning of the death before the tribulation. And He came and took the book out of the right hand of Him that sat upon the throne. And when He had taken the book, the four beasts and four twenty elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, started to worship. Now we are released. John, no more weeping. Very clear now, God is moving forward with the judgment. You know, when there is no judgment of God, everyone will start to do wrong. And we get the one, why I can imagine, why He weeps? What about our lives that we live for God, and there is no one worth to open? And now, if there is no one worth to open, then there is no difference between the righteous and the wicked. Because there is no judgment. That's why the Apostle John wept. Because if there is no judgment, what is then the future of those who follow God? When He took the book, they start to celebrate. And every one of them, He took his harp. Yeah? They get the instruments of music. They want to celebrate His victory that he gave for us on the cross. Now we know the value of it, that we pass from death to life, and now He will send His judgment, and we are spared that judgment because we are with Him. Everyone took his harp. They fell down before the Lamb, started to worship, and having every one of them harp and golden vials full of odors, nice smell, like a perfume, and these are the prayers of saints. Have you got the point? The prayer of the saints, the prayer and the crying of the suffering saints before, when they are on air, they pray, their prayers are collected. Sometimes, Lord, this time you answer our prayer. This is the time. All the balance of prayers that have not been answered will be answered with use at the time of the rapture. Get the vials of perfume and open the prayers of the saints. 100 years before, 1,000 years before, 500 years before, the prayer, the longing of all the saints, now it's going to be answered, it's going to be performed, it's going to be executed in on earth through the judgment of God. And they sung a new song. Have you got the point here? Why a new song? Why not an old song? And you get the point? Why a new song? Because this event is something, it's something we are promised of it, and we're going to pass through it. Like somebody who's going to marry. And you get the point? In his wedding day, that is a day that he will not get it second time. It is one day. That's why when they sang a new song, that is the day that they were waiting long time for it to be wed with the Lamb. They sang a new song with a meaningful thing, with a dynamic emotion and feeling with regard towards God, who saved us and who often waits for us to be with Him forever. And they sang a new song saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book." That is the song. "You are worthy to take the book, it is fit for you." We know what you did, and there is no one else worthy to come and take it. "And to open the seal thereof." When you open the seal, it means you are going to execute the judgment. You are the right person, for thou wast slain, you were slain, and has redeemed us. When he died on the cross, his death redeemed us. He paid the price for our sins. To God, he redeemed us to God. He purchased us from death. He paid the price. He bought us for God. Yeah? By the blood, out of every kindred, from every tongue, every people, and every nation. And that is the truth. When you'll be there with him, we'll be of different nationalities, language, colors, and nations. But Jesus redeemed us by one currency, his blood on the cross. He bought us with his precious blood. And verse 10, has made us unto our God kings and priests. Kings to rule with him, to reign with him, to judge with him, and a priest is to serve him and to minister to others, to pray and to intercede for others while we are on earth, to worship him while we are in heaven. And verse 11, and I behold and I hear the voice of many angels. You get the point? Now the angels also will join the rapture church. The angels join because they will get involved in the judgment of God, as you don't see in the next chapter. And I behold and I hear the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast. These are the some undefined creatures. Some they say they are believers, and because they are stuck together only their eyes, some other explanation, but they are here the beast to execute the will of God during that period of the rapture and later on what we have the tribulation. And the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. There were millions of angels there around the throne. They were witnessing and they were joining that worship and that song, saying with a loud voice, what is the Lamb? What is the Lamb that was slain? To receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven, creature in heaven could be saints, yeah, could be angels, could be the beast, could be even the sun and moon, because these are created things. I just want to emphasize about this, about every creature. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he says every creature which is in heaven, not only the angel and the living and those saved saints, not only those. If we will read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Apostle Paul, and verse 39-41, when he was speaking about natural body and spiritual body, when he was speaking about the spiritual body and our physical body, he mentioned to them this, and he wrote the sun and the moon and the stars also there. Verse 39, 1 Corinthians 15, 39, all of flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of man, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies celestial, but the glory of the celestial and the glory of the celestial is another. Verse 41, there is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star different from another star in in His glory. So here, when you see that every creature in heaven, we know not only the angels and the saints, but even the stars and the moon and the sun. And also, when He says, and on the earth, not only those who live behind, not only the animals, because you know the animals, even they worship God, but even the mountains, the rivers, the waters, the Bible tells us, they worship their Lord and they sing to their Lord. When heaven calls taking place during the time of rapture, and they were thinking, heaven and earth and all the creatures of God, even those who are against Christ, they will be forced to worship the Lord at that moment of worship. Because He is worthy. The judgment of God on the wicked is also true and is acceptable. Same with the Lord's voice. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, let me get the point here, under the earth, and such as are in the sea, maybe the fish or the whale, whatever, and all that are in them, His eyes saying, John, when they were singing in heaven, He said, even the all the creatures in heaven, both in earth, over there, under there, John said, here I saying, I have heard them saying and singing, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Certain times we are even cowards to proclaim the Lord, even cowards to live for the Lord, even we are afraid to proclaim the truth in a very clear way. But in the future that is going to take place. Even those who does not like Him, those who pierce Him, they will also see Him, and they will recognize and they will witness His victory. And the fourth beast, say Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worship Him that liveth forever and ever. Worship continue. And chapter 6, we go to the next verse. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, that's a book, and it's locked. When He opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, something that taking place, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. He told him, come and see. This word come and see is repeated in this chapter. So, come and see the coming judgment of God. Come and see so that He will go and rise and He will tell the judgment to take place. And I saw, sometimes when we don't see, when we don't know how to behave. So, come and see, then we really don't see. Because in judgment to see how to write it. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, power and authority he had, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. That is the first horse, white horse, the one who is going to what is going to do, the one who is riding on it is going to conquer. That's where the plague that and the judgment that God will stand on the sound of the tribulation. Every seed there is something God writes in it. And if we continue the book of Revelation, the rest of the chapters all speak about the kind of judgment that God will stand on the earth. You know, what is really repeated in the book of Revelation is a warning to the church today. If you read the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3, he is speaking about what are the things that the churches are seeing, they need to correct themselves. These chapters fix on all words up to the almost day and speak about the judgment of God on those who are disobedient. So it's a real warning. And verse 3, and when he had opened the second seal, I hear the second beast say, come and see. Okay, this is one, finished. Come and see this one also. Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. Because there's another judgment, killing and death and no peace and fighting wars would take place. That's another kind of judgment. This is not a sequence, but this is only kind. It may be all together. And there went another horse verse 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I hear the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I hear there's a weight scale in his hand, something that will happen, economic crisis, collapse in the economy at that time also. Not only conquering, not only death, not only wars, but also economic collapses. Not like now, it become war. To the point that they use the scales to weigh how much amount of food you need to eat. And when he had opened the third seal, come and see, and verse 6. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measure of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. This is where the how much food and the prices that will be there at that time. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I hear the voice of the fourth beast saying, come and see. Then you come and see this now. The first three seals that is about judgment of God. And he asked, why Lord this, all these things, you know. And when he opened the fourth seal, and I looked and behold, and I look and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sits on him was death. And hell follows. His name is death, and behind him is hell. So death and hell were received. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. This is the first judgment, different kind of death due plague, famine, sicknesses, death and hell. They will die and they will go to hell. And verse 9, and when he had opened the fifth seal, here there is something different here. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Now, the first four seals speak about God's judgment. Here, in the middle, this seal he opened, he saw souls of people, he saw altar, and under the altar, souls of them, of people, the sins, who were slain because of the word of God and because the testimony that they have, the kind of life they live, and because the word of God, they were slain, they were persecuted, and they were killed. Those are the saints that undergo suffering and persecution their meaning of their, they are under the altar, because in the water system when they offer sacrifices to the Lord, they will slaughter the animal and they will take the blood and pour it on the altar. It means that they have offered their life fully to the Lord, persecuted him for the word of God. He said in verse 10, and they cried with a loud voice, why God sent such judgment on the wicked? When we see the suffering of the righteous for the word of God, it will be justifiable, the judgment of Jesus on those who, the, who those who did not believe during the time of tribulation. He said, and they cried with a loud voice, crying, how long, O Lord, holy and true. That's where our life. No, how long, O Lord, suffering, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? That is obviously explaining to John that God is going to do all these things because that is about the ground, the suffering of his people, their persecution by the wicked people. Those, they were crying, Lord, how long? Which time you will come and redeem us? Which time you will, that we will meet you on the air and will be free from suffering? And verse 11, they say, and white robes were given unto every one of them. The white robe is the good deed that is the good deed of the sins, the work that God wants us to do for him. The robe of righteousness, the are the white robes. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season. It tells them you need to wait more. Be patient. It is not yet the time for the rapture. You wait. You wait. And because that is the court case. That is the court case. The judge is the Lord Jesus Christ. When we read the four seals and the judgment of God, somebody will ask, why like this? That is the bad ground. Our Lord was crucified. We who follow him also will be persecuted on earth because of the word of God. Now here, he is telling us the story. God sends, they suffer, and they were asked to wait for a little season until they, until their fellow servants also, and their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be forsaken. There is other people going to suffer, then God will come. Verse 12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and no other, and no, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. That is another judgment. Even now, earthquake, the strength of the earthquake, even the sun affected and the moon also affected. That is going to take place during the tribulation. And in verse 13, not only this, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, raining stars, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely fig, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed. And the heaven departed as a scroll, when it is rolled together. As if, you know, the heaven, they get it as a scroll and it moves. And verse 14, and the heaven divided the cross, when it rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. The earth became shakeable. The mountain was set to move from place to place. After that kind, what God will spend during the tribulation. And some people, they will say, why the preacher, you know, you are preaching hard? If you know what is in the Bible, you understand why we really need to be disciplining ourselves. Can we do such kind of judgment when the Lord will judge us. And verse 15, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, the kings of the earth, these are the mighty men, the kings, right? They have all the facilities. And the kings of the earth, and the mighty, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, these big heads, and the mighty men, and every bondman, even the slaves, and every free man, hid themselves. They hide. And they don't have to hide. And hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountain. They were singing also, and they were singing. We hear the song in heaven, right? What is the Lamb? We hear the song in heaven. But there is another song. Apostle John here while the sixteen is open. Let us hear the song. Have you got the point? Nowadays the church, they are singing Don Moen. I'm not against it. Okay? Yeah. They sing all the beauty songs. But there are songs in the Bible. Yeah? We should not forget to sing it when we sing it, yeah? When you sing such song, we'll be reminded to repent. What was the song they sing? Let's read. And the fourth angel sounded, and they say to the mountain, this is the song, and say to the mountain and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. What is the song? They say to the mountain, fall to the mountain, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne. They forget their adultery, their cheating, their naughtiness, their worldliness, their wickedness. They will sing such songs when the Lord will come. Did Jesus sing this song or no? Yes, Jesus sang this song. In Luke chapter 23. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 23, when they are telling him to be crucified, the woman, they were crying to him. They were crying because the Lord will be crucified. The scripture must be fulfilled. The church should preach the scripture. Luke chapter 23. And let's read verse 28. But Jesus, when they were crying, I will read from verse 27. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. They were crying. But Jesus turning unto them, saying, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourself and for your children, your descendants, your children's children, your grandchildren. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the womb that never bear, and the past is never yet passed. On the time will come, they say, blessed are those who have no children and have no, and they did not use their breast to give milk because they don't have children. And in verse 30, then shall they begin to say to the mountain, fall on us, and to the hill, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? Jesus prophesied this song. That is the song when they crucify him. He sang the song in his wedding with the church. And thereafter, during the tribulation, this song will be sung on earth. Witness to what Jesus prophesied, and they did not obey. And this is taken from the book of Isaiah, this song, the prophet Isaiah. See here, chapter 10. chapter 10 and verse 8. You see here? Chapter 10 and verse 8. Hosea chapter 10 and verse 8. Listen here. The high places also of Hazin. Hosea chapter 10 verse 8. The high places also of Hazin, the sin of Israel. You know Hazin was Hazin? Wickedness. That Hazin is the house of wickedness. Church nowadays, immorality, adultery, corruption, injustice, all is there. The high places is the places that they are doing their own will, not the will of God. The high places of Adam, the sin of Israel, shall be destroyed. The stone and the sister shall come up on their altars, it will be burned, and that will there be. And they shall say to the mountain, cover us, and to the hill, fall on. Let's go back to Revelation, the last verse, 6, chapter 6 and verse 17, after they sing this song, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Amen. That is the message of the church today. If you want to preach the gospel, I will preach these things to the people. Because the judgment of God shall come, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? A warning message. That's all it's in his apostle. Yes, O God, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you. O God, we get warning from your word, we get also, encouragement from your word. And I pray to encourage your church and your people and those who are obedient to your word, those who are suffering for the sake of righteousness. Lord, I pray the message be a reward to them. And even I pray the message be a warning of God. Lord, I pray to the people here and other places. Your message, your word will bring warning, clarity, understanding about who you are and what kind of life you want us to live. I pray, oh Lord. Oh God, I pray that we'll be changed. We'll hear you. We'll be transformed. We will do your will. We will acknowledge your presence in our life from this day to prepare ourselves for your coming. We thank you, God, and we bless you. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we may feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in this name. Amen.